The Pittsburgh Penguins have put together a late-season surge to get into the playoff mix. This is your Sports Connection. The Penguins, at 6-0-2 in their past eight games, moved to within a point of a wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference with a week to go in the regular season. 2 weeks ago, Penguins were 9 points out of the second wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference. 14 days and 12 out of a possible 14 points later, Pittsburgh will take to the ice tonight against the Red Wings. Pittsburgh taking to the NHL ice tonight against Detroit, tied with the Red Wings for ninth in the East, just a single point back of Washington with four games remaining. At the ballpark, of course, the Tigers were idle yesterday. Meanwhile, the Naylor brothers turned National Siblings Day into quite a family affair. Josh Naylor and his younger brother, Beau, hit home runs in the same inning last night for the Cleveland Guardians against the Chicago White Sox. And as if that were not enough, the Nailers came through with RBIs in the 10th inning to give Cleveland a 7-2-6 win. Josh Naylor connected for a solo homer with one out in the fourth. Beau smashed a two-run shot two batters later. You know, the Nailers also had homered in the same inning on July 14th last season in Texas. They are the 13th pair of brothers to homer in the same game as teammates. 7-6 win last night, ultimately. Cleveland wins it over the Chicago White Sox. Former NFL linebacker Terrell Suggs has been arrested after allegedly threatening another man and showing a handgun during a dispute at a Starbucks drive-thru line. Out west at Scottsdale, the police at Scottsdale arrested Suggs and then charged the former Baltimore Ravens player with threatening and intimidating and disorderly conduct with a weapon. More than golf's first major championship of the year, the Masters represents unification. This is the first time since July at the British Open the best players, regardless of their tours, compete against one another in the same course, on the same tournament, on the same television network. I believe everybody agrees there is excitement in the air this week. Masters Chairman Fred Ridley said yesterday the best players in the world are together once again. Still unclear, though, at Augusta National is for, well, how much longer. Many other Olympic hosts around the world have decided in recent years that bringing back the Games just is not worth the money or the hassle. But Salt Lake City remains one of the few places where Olympic fever still burns strongly and hot for more than two decades after it first hosted in 2002. The city's enduring enthusiasm was on full display yesterday when members of the International Olympic Committee descended on northern Utah for their final site visits ahead of a formal announcement expected this July to name Salt Lake City host of the 2034 Games. This is your Sports Connection.